But you see that in general, there are kusalajitas and akusalajitas, right? And when we talk about the wholesome cetasikas, they cannot arise with unwholesome citta. So first of all, there should be the understanding of, theoretically, what is wholesome and what is not wholesome. For example, giving things away or give to someone, beloved one, same or different?
Different.
So realities are different. That's why we have different words to classify them as different realities. So sati arises with other wholesome cetasikas, like hiri. See? Hiri. You know hiri?
Hiri no tapa.
Yes, please. What is hiri?
I have no idea. Yeah, I've heard Phil all the time saying that a friend from Japan or Canada, Phil, he always says hiri no tapa. But I don't know what this means.
At moment of studying or understand Dhamma, that is hiri. Unknown again, but it's there. Hiri of not knowing or understanding whatever appears. It's not I am, but it's the reality which arises with kusala cetasikas. And is there sati with it?
Sati with kusala.
All 19 types of cetasikas are there, including awareness, sati.
So sati can be translated as awareness?
It depends.
Non forgets the dhammas.
Sati is usually translated
as awareness?
Mindfulness.
Can it be akusala?
I thought, but then it doesn't.
It cannot. Sati cannot be.
No, I mean the word mindfulness. Can it be akusala?
Mindfulness?
Awareness,
yeah, it can be.
But mindfulness is usually used in the context of mindfulness of
general meaning.
Actually, it can be mindfulness. You can be mindful and you can be akusala. Like people think that, I'm mindful or I'm present here, I'm sitting a lot of people or I am aware. Then it's a whole process of akusala and totally not understanding what awareness is.
So you can't have awareness without understanding. You can have awareness without understanding.
At all moments, sati or awareness arises with every sopana citta, so even with bhavanga cittas. So any moment of kusala is even kusala vipanga.
It could be without understanding.
So a moment of sila or dana must be sati, but not necessarily any understanding. Moments of metta must be sati. At that moment, it guards from unwholesomeness. So it guards the citta from anything unwholesome at that moment.
You just mentioned that sati can be with
bhavanga citta. So all sopana cittas, even including kusala vipaka cittas.
Does sati not sometimes get translated or explained as remembrance of kusala?
But sanyava is, or remembrance is each citta. But for sati, it has to be wholesome, not unwholesome. So it is remembered in the wholesome way.
Yes. So the combination of sati and
sanya
would be remembrance of kusala, mindfulness of kusala.
Like when there is dana or giving, you don't let a moment slip by. But the opportunity is used for dana. It's not forgetfulness. And for sila, the same. And dana and sila can arise without understanding. But as soon as we talk about bhavana, samatha, and vipassana, there must be understanding that cannot be without paññā.
I think I remember the expression now is non-forgetfulness of kusala.
And guarding, there are often lots of references in the suttas to guarding of the senses, guarding, so it has to be sati that guards with understanding, or even at moments of kusala when there's no understanding, sati guards.
Can I ask a side question for this, because we talk about this Yonisomanasikara, or we know a lot of words like guarding, we use a lot of terms, and is it also delirious thinking now, or there may be really some kind of wise thought about this thing? Because, like, little by little, can the kind of wise consideration by even the words can condition awareness and paññā later on?
With some awareness, again, this way, can one know whether it's delirious or not?
No.
So what is the characteristic of what we call awareness, no matter in English meaning or general meaning? Can it be awareness of wholesomeness? Beware or aware of wholesomeness at that very moment. So that moment is wholesome. Like listening and considering without sati, there will never be listening and considering and understanding. So it's there. That's why it's beyond word and explanation for each reality, because it's only appear so that we can know it. Like the taste, we say that, oh, it's bitter. But who can explain that kind of taste better than tasting it? So all realities are like this.
Achan, the question I have is same as the, I make me confused on reading books. Some of his mindfulness and awareness and sati. Sati is a Pali word. So which one is the best for using in Dhamma?
Now I think that you can explain what you understand about.
I think I prefer to use the word sati than mindfulness or awareness.
Mm-hmm,
I'm very confused. Yeah. But now that I understand that sati arises, or kusala citta, is something that we can't know until we have paññā. I mean, it's just like pasa, those other jhana-seekers arise, but we don't really know them until we have paññā. So for me, I would prefer to use sati than awareness or mindfulness.
Which means?
Thank you.
Maybe Ajahn could further explain.
And also, Ajahn, you say that reality is always here and there. And listening to Dhamma.
To understand reality?
Understanding the reality and listening at the present moment, right? So how keep the present moment all the time? Because most of the time, thinking arises and it's some kind of sati appearing and fall, arising and fall.
Can you get everything you want? Can you get everything you want? Can you get everything you want?
Not much.
Very good.
were saying how to get being mindful all the time at every moment. But the point is there's no self, no one who can have things as we'd like them. So it's a matter of what is conditioned to arise now, not wishing or trying to have sati all the time. So by developing understanding, that will be the condition that sati will develop. And the most important thing is remembering these dhammas are anatta, not in anyone's control. So useless to try and have sati or be aware at each moment, because that is actually just going to be lobha, attachment, self trying to have it like that when it's impossible.
Ajahn repeats very often that the difference between the moments of sati and no sati should be known. So for that reason, one has to know the characteristic of sati. But you also explain when there is just one reality at a time, no other reality appearing at that moment, that is a beginning of the development. Is that right?
Kintsuki? Because it's easy to see that the moment of no sati, it can be known.
Look like when we need sati, sati is not
right.
Not here.
Mm-hmm.
But we just stick with it. Thinking, wishing for. Thinking.
Yeah, wishing for.
Would you like to know just sati, Kun Bev? Okay.
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, I was dreaming.
So,
then you know the moment is out.
No. That means that this moment sati is not here.
Let me know that. Let me know that for sure.
It's hiding.
So one can see that there are many levels of understanding, intellectual understanding about sati, and at the moment when sati arises, then panya can understand that as not other reality, but sati can be known. Otherwise, no one knows whether there is sati or no sati.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as Ajahn said about sati being present in all kusala chittas, and even if at that moment maybe there might not be the level of panya understanding realities,
mm-hmm.
but I think all of us must have some moments of kusala. So maybe that is the beginning of knowing a little bit about the characteristic of sati.
Kusala moment is different from akusala.
Right, right.
And there are many wholesome jetasikas together at that moment.
Knowing the characteristic of sati is the function of panya.
Okay. But there must be the beginning. The beginning of it, so it at the moment of kusala there can be beginning of development of knowing the
There can be a lot of kusala in a day, even for those who've never heard the Dharma, but if there's no understanding of what kusala is, or what metta is, for example, then it won't be known or cannot develop.
For those who have heard about the Dharma and have heard about this explanation, then there can be the beginning.
Depends on understanding.
Understand when it's kusala, what metta is for it to develop. Otherwise, just moments of kusala but no understanding just arise and fall away unknown.
One reminder is without the teachings of a Buddha, we don't know anything at all, even sati or reality.
Sukhi
you say aripana, know the characteristic of sati, but it means when we have akusala citta, but at the time we don't have panya, so it's not have
it's
not helpful or
it's not knowing.
So it's not
understanding, sorry.
So it's useless for knowing about sati. Even kusala citta is any like conditions for understanding.
See, understanding is done starting with paridhati, patipati, patipati. So one might ask oneself if just knowing the way people know, if it's paridhati, is it about reality? When you talk about sati, is it understood as a reality? Right? So even intellectually, it is understanding that it's a reality. And when it's patipati, it is deeper understanding as just a reality.
But I just mean kusala citta, can it be a condition for kusala citta with panya?
Acharya might say that we are talking barami in terms of, but we know about the need for the barami. And then kusala citta can be like sat barami, support for more kusala. But if you're talking about understanding, only understanding leads to more understanding.
Can we say it's the same as, you know, if there's, for example, strong attachment, we can know there's attachment, but it's not the same as understanding of attachment as a dhamma, or understanding the characteristic. And so, if there's awareness, if there's awareness of kusala by thinking, as it were, there can be a certain kind of knowing of that kusala factor, but it's not the same as understanding which directly experiences the characteristic of it.
The question is kusala and akusala, cetasika. Does it have a level of both of them, ratio, because most of the time, if sati appear or arise with kusala, not akusala, that's correct. Mm-hmm. So the level, can you explain the level of that?
There can be awareness of akusala or awareness of kusala. The awareness, in the case of akusala, obviously it doesn't arise at the exact moment of the akusala, but it follows it immediately. So if we're talking about awareness of a characteristic of a dhamma, it doesn't matter whether the dhamma is kusala citta or akusala citta, or whether it's rupa.
When kusala citta arises, it can arise with indifferent feeling, and sometimes with pleasant feeling. Which one is stronger? Different level of kusala. With upekha, indifferent feeling, is less than with somanasa. Depending on different bhumi too, and other conditions. We talk in general about like giving or sila, kama vajra. We don't talk about rupa vajra because rupa vajra upekha is greater than somanasa.